Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, today I'm going to be talking about choosing a profitable business format. Choosing a profitable business format. Well, thank you for tuning in. We have some great information that we want to share for those business owners today, for those entrepreneurs. We are excited and for all those entrepreneurs out there who are dealing with the whole government shutdown, well, guess what? That might not be a format that you want to choose. But if you're in business, I want to talk about one profit. I want to talk about a particular profitable business format. And that is a business format that one that I feel definitely profitable, and we've seen it very profitable for a lot of people is when you choose a business format, definitely choose a format that has some success, track record of success. So you, what we call in the business world, we benchmark. So go out and benchmark another type of business that has a very profitable, or they have profitable, they have a profitable business, the business is a success, and go out and study that model of business. And then as you develop your business, put in place right from the start a profitable business format. So, for instance, the business that I'm in, the life coaching business, the speaking business, it has a history of success. So from day one, I was able to at least see where the business would be profitable, and it leaves me in a position where I'm able to do other things that can also produce revenue. And the business that I'm in, the speaking business, is one of the most lucrative business formats because it has so many things attached to it and it's so mobile. It's very diverse. For instance, in the speaking business, it's a very profitable format because, number one, I can create books. Okay, you can create books. It also allows you to create audio, whether it be MP3s or whether it be some other disc format. It also allows you to create webinars. So there's many, many, many other things that you can do. Now, and then how you formulate your business is also going to impact that. But that is what I've found to be very successful and to work, in terms of choosing a profitable business format, like some people choose. There are some network marketing businesses. They are profitable. Are you kidding me? There are people. That is a very profitable business format, the direct sales. There have been people, and I know them, and you probably know some of them, who have gotten into the network marketing business, or you may call it direct sales, you may call it multi-level marketing, but that's a very, very profitable format, but you have to do it at a certain time. It's a certain way to get into that business, because once the market gets saturated, it's pretty hard to, well, it's not hard, but you may not make the profit that you initially thought, but very, very profitable business format. I know many people got launched into other businesses through the network marketing business. So they may start out with that network marketing company selling products and services, and then earn enough revenue and create enough and generate enough profit for themselves that they're able to take that profit and parlay it into some other type of more traditional type of business or conventional type of business. Some type of even corporation, or they may go start their own. Now, if you don't think network marketing businesses are profitable, just look at Tracy Lynn. Look at Mary Kay. Look at Amway. There are many, many, many network marketing profitable, very, very highly profitable businesses out there. But you got to find the one that suits you. So we said choosing a profitable business format. So good morning and welcome to the broadcast. This is, if this is your first time tuning in, we're certainly glad to have you. Thank you for choosing All About Entrepreneurs, where we help entrepreneurs start their businesses, expand their businesses, and grow their businesses. So there's, like I tell students who come to college, I know you did not come to college to fail. Well, I would say that to an entrepreneur. I know you did not leave your 9-to-5 job or whatever type of job you had working for someone else to get into an entrepreneurial status to fail. And so, therefore, you have to do what it takes to succeed. And if you do what it takes to succeed, all conditions being, you know, pretty common, you will probably be a success and possibly even a huge success. So I am excited and over the top. So, yes, you can absolutely format your business in such a way that you can have a profitable business. So, again, one of the business formats that you could choose might be, okay, there are people who are in, let's just say, the photography business. Well, they choose a particular type of format. Maybe they choose a format where they bring on other customers or they bring on their clients through the internet. That's how they get all their people. Okay? That's how they format their business in that way. Some people format their business in sort of like a Walmart type business. But you choose the format. You, again, do your research, benchmark, look at other companies, look at their format, look how successful they are, and then pattern your business format after a successful business. Find some business format that is successful and then model that. See, success is modeled. And so for people who become successful, it's not so much that they, you know, created this great thing on their own. No, they model the success of others. You know, success, you've heard the term, success leaves clues. So really, all you have to do is follow the clues. I remember my grandson used to watch a little TV show called The Blues Clues. And when he was little, like 6 months old, 8 months, and I thought, oh, how cute is that? Blues Clues. Well, success clues. There are clues to being successful. And that's in business, in love, in life. Follow the clue. The clue to success is coming from success. So if you have a person who is negative, who is not doing well in business, that is probably not the clue to your profitable, successful business. But you find people who are, you know, happy, loving what they do, they're making a profit, they're bringing on new customers, they're expanding their business. And expansion can be in several ways. But that's a whole other show talking about how to expand your business. For this show here, I want to just get the message out to you that you have to choose. It's your choice. You can't say, oh, my business is failing. You know, I got into this business and, you know, it failed. Well, that's probably because you're following a failing system, a failing format. You have to adopt a winning format, okay? You have to adopt a format for your business that is will help your business to grow, okay? You have to choose a profitable format when it comes to businesses winning. That is how you know it's profitable, if your business is winning, okay? If your business is doing well, right? Yeah, that's what happens. And you can find a profitable business format. You can find a profitable business ideas. Do you know there are some business ideas that never got off the ground? Because people were afraid. People, were scared. They didn't want to go forward. Sometimes people feel they're too old. There are some nonprofit organizations who are very profitable. Okay? And there, look at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Look at, you know, Red Cross. Look at Program for Parenting. And creating that profitable business does start, choosing that profitable business does start with deciding to have a business plan. Because when you start planning it out, you can really begin to see how your business is going to make it as a business or how not to. And there are a lot of people out there who have started very profitable businesses with under $5,000, sometimes under $1,000. Yes, it does take effort, absolutely. But today, because of technology has sped up the process. Like, we're producing these days at a much faster pace than we produced 50 years ago or 30 years ago or even 20 years ago. We're producing much faster because of technology. And so the whole thing becomes you have to keep up with technology. You have to keep up yourself with technology, and you know you have to keep it up for your business, right? But having and establishing a profitable business, that is should be one of your goals and objectives. So I am very, very excited to be a part of entrepreneurs who are seeking to start businesses and grow their businesses and have sustainable businesses, but also have those types of businesses that you can absolutely be proud of, that you can be happy to be a business owner. You can be happy to be entrepreneurs. You know, there are other entrepreneurs out here who we support you. We're your rah-rah-rah team, and just like, but we all support each other because, like I said so many times, when you're in this kind of pattern for your life, there are not a lot of people that may understand you if you're around a lot of people that don't have their own business. They're not going to understand how you think. They're not going to understand your mindset. They may not even understand your behaviors. So you have to get yourself around other entrepreneur. So that's why I'm creating various tools and systems to bring entrepreneurs together, not just once a year, but on a regular basis. So whether that is monthly, eventually it'll be weekly. And even, well, right now we have something that is daily. You can, this radio show, you can plug into this show each and every morning to get that type of personal support that you need, that personal motivation that you need to be doing what you do. So there, if you have any, if you want to take it to another level, definitely go to our website, www.release-your-power.com. If you want to take it to another level, go to that website. And on that website, you can leave your contact information, and we will be in touch with you to see how we can help you to the next level. So go to release-your-power.com. Leave us your contact information, and in the comment section, you know, just state in what area that you want to take your business to the next level. It could be the marketing. It could be sales. If you need help with sales, we can definitely help you with that. You may need help with writing a proposal. You may need help with writing your business plan. You may need help with with social media. You may say, well, I don't even have a clue. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't have a... You may say, I don't have a Twitter page, I don't have a Instagram, I don't have all these different things, I don't have a blog, you may need help with all these. So when you go to the website, release-your-power.com, because we want to help you as a business owner release your power. So go there and type in your, give us your information, and then in the comment section, just kind of state a little bit about what type of help that you would like to receive, and then again we'll plug you into our program that we have for entrepreneurs, and in our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, that's a site where we can tell you how you can become a member of that program, and you can actually, from the website, there's a link that says WLEIA, that's our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. That's our membership association. You can click there and you can become a member, and we can, get you those type of trainings. We do have some forums on that site. There are some blogs on that site already. If you click on that link, it'll take you right into the site for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. But you got to, do something. You got to get going with finding out what is possible for you to do. And especially in a time like this where the government is shutting down, people need new strategies. We can't do new business the old way. We have to come up with new strategies of how we're going to move forward and continue to move forward. So I'm excited about that, choosing a profitable business format. So it is possible. Also, just to let you know that there is a business formulation course being offered if you're in the Newark, New Jersey area at Essex County College on October. The class runs two different sessions. It runs, it's a two-part class. It's October 21st and October 28th. That's a Monday night at Essex County College. I'll be teaching that course under the Wise Women Center. So you can call them and sign up. I'm also teaching coaching. Wow, I can't believe it. I actually got my coaching class accepted to be taught at the college. So on the 22nd of October, I will be teaching for the first time ever at Essex County College a coaching class. I'm so very excited. I want people to go sign up for that. I will be teaching coaching, the new career skill. Now, in that class, I will be teaching people how coaching helps and transforms your team and or your staff. So your staff or your team, I'm going to be teaching you how to coach them, how coaching can be used to improve their productivity and improve their skills. So that's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So make sure you sign up for that. And then I have a third class being taught. Well, this is the fourth one that I'll be teaching, but this is the third one that I created the class. So I'm going to be teaching for the first time ever. Well, the coaching was for the first time ever, and business formation was the first time ever. So I had three first time ever. Well, business formation, I've taught that class already two other semesters, so this will be the third semester teaching that course. But the coaching is the absolute first time, and for the first time ever, I will be teaching the Release Your Power, which, as you know, is the title of my book. But I will be teaching it as a class at Essex County College, and I am so excited, so excited. November 5th and November the, it's good, it's 2 days, I believe it's November the 5th and the 7th, because I think it's Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure you absolutely sign up for Release Your Power. I'm so excited. Yes, November the 5th is also Election Day. But we already have four people signed up for the class, so I can't move it. But the class is at 6 o'clock at night. It's actually 6 to 8. So I'm going to finagle a way to teach that class. And finagle is absolutely right. But I'm so excited that my course is being offered at the college. That's a huge leap forward. So many people got a chance to see Release Your Power. I think the booklet, the booklets went out to about 2,000 plus households in Newark or more. And then it also is all over the college. Every department at the college got copies. So everybody knows now about Release Your Power, which I'm very excited about. And thirdly, what else is going on? Oh, there's lots of good stuff happening. There's a lot going on, but we're excited about it. And it looks like we will be also teaching people how to start their own businesses, which we do. Also at another place, which I'll tell you more about probably tomorrow. I'll tell you more about that. We'll be having monthly meetings, monthly sessions. The morning is actually going to be a little breakfast, a little bagel, a little coffee. And so we're excited about that. We get our Organo Gold people involved to come out with the coffee. I can't believe that what it's about to be offered, but it's going to be really, really great. So I thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments, please just hit your number one key. I will open up your phone line, and you can ask any questions. But don't forget that you can definitely, if you want to have, if you have a particular class or if you want to attend one of our workshops or sessions, just definitely can go to any one of our websites. We have updated the website for the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, but that website is Women and Leaders, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. The website is updated. I do have ticket information on there. I will have the vendor form on there probably by tonight. We have already started taking vendors. Our vendor tables are going fast, so you have to definitely call in. I launched the announcement 3 days ago, and the same day I already had 4 to 5 people that contacted me that absolutely want their table, so I had to reserve the tables for them. We only have about 30 tables. Some of you were at the site last year. You know about how much room we have, but that's not it. because this year we also have two additional rooms where we will be running classrooms. So we will be doing workshops. So it's a little bit different format. We'll still do a keynote speaker, but we also will be doing workshops this time, which is going to make it very dynamic, very exciting. Everyone knows that workshops are fun, so we'll try to run two workshops consecutively, so 4 in the morning, 2 and 2, and then 2 in the afternoon, and we have our keynote speaker. We'll have lunch. We'll stop for lunch, and then we'll go back with our keynote speaker, and we'll have our vendor time to network with our vendors and shop and do things like that. We'll do that throughout the day. So we're really, really excited about that this year. Everything is already set in stone, squared away, the hotel. And we'll start advertising all downtown Newark about this. Starting next year, you'll see our flyers going up all over Newark, New Jersey, downtown Newark, New Jersey, about the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit. And we look to pack the place out. We look to have standing room only. We look to have over 100 vendors already paid attendees, so we would have be forced to have an additional day, or we'll have to, who knows, maybe we'll have to even go next door. I'm hoping and praying that we have to go next door to the Prudential Center. So that's one of the strategic reasons to have it there, because they do have a much bigger space right around the corner. So when I get back next week, I'll be taking a walk through just to see how all that does look over there. But we'll have the use of the lobby area out there, as you, those of you that were there last year. So we're very excited. But yes, you have to choose a profitable business format for your business. That's the bottom line from the show today. And the way to do that, the number one, is to study, go out and find other profitable businesses, benchmark, and make that your model. Make that your model and use a very, very similar model for your business. So again, if you like the network marketing format, structure your business in that sense. If you like the Walmart format, use that. You know, like Walmart has a very low price. They have a variety of things. So they're able to keep their prices low because they purchase in bulk. And so you have that format. If you're a small business, you want to, you know, be in a type of business where you can keep your costs low and, you know, make a decent profit, then you definitely want to choose that format. So that's when we say choose the right business format, that's what we're talking about. Choose a format that works for you. For some people, network marketing just doesn't work. Like I have a sister, she has her format is a very traditional brick-and-mortar business. But it works for her. That's the business she's in. She's successful at it. But for some people, it doesn't work. That would be like going to a 9-to-5 for them, to go to a brick-and-mortar building and have to be there all day without, you know, that's one thing. But for someone else like myself, it's more of a sales type of business. So that's a whole new format. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you. You've got to figure out how we do the show tomorrow, because at 7 a.m. I will be on an airplane. So I will figure out a way to do the show tomorrow. So you may get a message on Facebook that the show has been altered for tomorrow morning, because at 7 a.m. it will not be possible for me to do the show unless someone hosts the show for me. So if someone does that, definitely if you check and you see that we're not there, you'll know what is going down. And with that being said, we will then, it may be possible that I just move it to a later time, because I will be on ground in a few hours, and I may host the show actually live from a business in the city where I will be traveling to. So I may try to work that out, but nonetheless, have a great, wonderful, powerful day. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to choose a profitable business format. This has been Coastal Elisa. Thank you for listening.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.